Mandatory country of origin labeling is really a marketing program, a heavy-handed approach to this government, this federal government, to demand a marketing program that may or may not work. These were my words before this very chamber, spoken more than 10 years ago today. It turns out that my doubts were well-founded. The program has not worked, and it's time to put this failed experiment behind us once and for all. Country of origin labeling, or COOL for short, was first enacted for meat products as a part of the 2002 Farm Bill. Implementation of the bill was actually delayed until 2008. Less than 5 months after COOL's implementing rule was published, Canada and Mexico challenged the rule at the WTO, arguing that it had a trade-distorting impact by reducing the value and the number of cattle and hogs shipped to the United States market. The WTO process has since progressed through the dispute settlement phase, a U.S. appeal to the WTO's appellate body, review by WTO compliance panel, and an appeal by the U.S. of that decision. In all four instances, Mr. Speaker, the United States lost. In the fourth and final decision released on May 18th, the WTO rejected the United States' arguments and found that the U.S. COOL requirements for beef and pork are unavoidably discriminatory. The final rule kickstarts the WTO process to determine the level of retaliatory relief and tariffs that Canada and Mexico can now impose on the U.S., which has widely been predicted to be in the effect of billions of dollars. During a hearing of the House Agriculture Committee's Livestock and Foreign Agriculture Subcommittee to examine the implications of the potential retaliation against the U.S., witnesses made it clear that losing the final appeal to the WTO and the inevitable impacts of retaliation against the United States and its economy would be devastating. Some have asked, why should we act on the basis of a simple WTO decision? If COOL worked, perhaps there would be a response other than repeal. But the fact is, COOL has been a marketing failure. In an April 2015 report to Congress, USDA explained that COOL requirements result in extraordinary costs with no quantifiable benefits. Although some consumers desire COOL information, there is no evidence to conclude that this mandatory labeling translates into market-measurable increases in consumer demand for beef, pork, or chicken. In response to those who argue that COOL enhances food safety, as I've maintained now for over 10 years, that is simply not the case. If it were, all meats
would come with information regarding the meat's origin, but it doesn't. That's because retail food establishments are exempt from COOL requirements. Meat sold in the U.S. will continue to be inspected for safety by the USDA Food Safety Inspection Service. This bill does nothing to change that and will simply repeal a heavy-handed, government-mandated marketing program that has proven to be unsuccessful. Here we are with a policy that imposes high cost, no benefit, and if we keep it in place, our national economy will suffer significant damage that could reach into the billions of dollars. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack has quoted numerous times acknowledging that repeal of COOL requirements is a viable option for bringing the U.S. into compliance with its WTO obligations and avoiding retaliatory measures. In a recent letter to Congress, Secretary Vilsack reaffirmed the need for Congress to repeal the disputed COOL requirements or develop a generic North American label. However, Canada and Mexico have previously rejected the North American label, rendering that option unacceptable. In other words, if we go down that path, which Canada and Mexico have already rejected, we will continue to face retaliation unless and until we can demonstrate we're in compliance with our trade obligations. Repeal is the only viable option before us to avoid this retaliation. I urge all my members to support this simple, straightforward legislation so that we can, in the best bipartisan tradition of this House, avoid damage to our economy. And I reserve the balance of my time.
The gentleman from Texas, time. The gentleman from Minnesota is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I yield myself such time as I may consume.
The gentleman from Minnesota is recognized for as much time as he wishes to use.
Speaker, I rise in opposition to this bill. H.R. 2393 is a premature reaction to the WTO ruling against U.S. country of origin labeling or the COOL law. And rather than taking the time to find a workable solution, the committee passed a repeal just 2 days after the WTO issued a ruling. And, you know, we understand that this needs to be dealt with. So my problem with this whole process is it just is not giving people enough time to look at this and figure out what is a reasonable solution, because most other countries have labeling. The American people want to know where their ag products come from. And if we repealed this on meat, you know, that would we wouldn't be able to know where meat comes from, but we'd be able to know where your carrots and lettuce and, you know, all these other things, they all have mandatory country of origin labeling. So we understand that this needs to be worked on, and we understand that we can't get into a situation with retaliation. But this is, you know, this is a rush to judgment that's not necessary, because this retaliation process is going to take a while. You know, we had the cotton, step two cotton case. It went 2 or 3 years before it got resolved. This is going to go faster. But the first thing that has to happen is they have to figure out what the damage is. And that's going to take them a while, take them a month or two. And then they're going to have an arbitration panel to get everybody to agree that that's exactly what it is. So this Canadian claim that there's $3 billion in economic losses due to coal is ridiculous. And it's based on unsubstantiated and not publicly available data. U.S. studies using USDA data have found little, if any, economic harm. As I said, more than 60 other countries, including Canada, have their own version of coal. In fact, Canada has a host of protectionist agriculture laws in place that damage the U.S. dairy, poultry, and egg sectors. The Canadian system puts U.S. products at a disadvantage every day, and yet the Canadians take issue when we try to give consumers additional information on where their meat comes from, claiming it disadvantages Canadian producers. Additionally, consumers are demanding more and more information about where their food comes from and how it's produced. The WTO has repeatedly ruled that coal is a legitimate goal. Rather than abandon our efforts to provide consumers with this information, you know, we need to have the time so we'll be able to find a reasonable solution to work this out without WTO sanctions. And I believe it can be done, and it can be done in fairly short order. So, as I said, my biggest problem is that this bill is premature. I urge my colleagues to oppose it, and I reserve the balance of my time.
Gentleman from Minnesota.